Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yo.
Yo.
What's going on?
I know you're an online shopper mostly when it comes to buying stuff. But occasionally you got to run out and get something still at the old brick and mortar, especially if you're getting food, coffee, stuff like that. And I know you stop by 7-Eleven on your way to work. Is there anything that you can think of that you get embarrassed to buy or you at least think this person might be judging me right now? Could be at the liquor store, could be at the gas station, could be anywhere where you go. Oh, they probably judge me, but whatever. Feel slightly self-conscious about it. I mean, the first thing that comes to mind is obviously, buying condoms. So people get uncomfortable.
That doesn't bother me. It really doesn't, because right. I feel like people are like, oh.
Right. When I was younger, it made me a little uncomfortable.
Yeah, that never bothered me. When I was younger, I think I was more like, man, look at that. I want you to see I'm buying them. Your boy's getting action.
Right. See, I thought they didn't
believe
me.
I felt like I was confident about it.
I thought that they thought, oh, look, who's trying to pretend like they have sex by buying condoms? I'm like, I swear.
Well, that would be a waste of money.
I know, but wishful thinking. Like in Superbad, right? He's got the condom and the spermicidal lube.
Jock itch spray?
Oh, that's
like
good.
If you get
pharmacy
jock itch,
stuff.
You're like, oh no.
Yeah, or I don't know when you were married, if you ever had to.
But
go
I buy that online if I need it.
Did you ever have to go buy feminine products at the store when you were dating or married? Like, did anyone ever send you in to grab something? I need
maybe,
this.
But that wouldn't bother me either.
Like, that never
clearly,
bothered me.
I'm not a,
exactly. Like, I never felt
these
like
are
that
clearly
was
for someone else. That's not embarrassing either.
I don't even. Remember
the part
what it was.
That's embarrassing about it is like, oh, it's like carrying your wife's purse,
right?
Like, oh, she sent you to go do this?
Yeah.
That's the only thing.
Yeah, that never
But that never
me.
Really bothered me, but I understand. I don't think it's that you're buying them. I think it's the fact that, your wife or girlfriend sent you to the store and that's what you had to go do. But
that's one way to look at it. The other is I had to get out of the house. So
right. The other way is like I threw out the tampons so that I could actually come to CVS for a while.
Exactly.
Walk around, pretend like I couldn't find the right ones. Now I'm going to go to the grocery store. Like, I got a lot of stuff to do here.
Yeah, my ex made a big deal of that. Like, she was so apologetic. I was like, I don't care. I think the same thing like you're saying, like, I don't know if it's embarrassing for you as a woman. I have no idea, but it's certainly not embarrassing for me. I think they know that I'm getting these for someone, whatever.
Right.
You know, it's a little different, I guess, if when your mom sends you in to get something like that and you're like 8 years old.
Okay, my mother never sent me in to get tampons for her. We didn't discuss that. My mom wasn't like, hey, I need you to go get tampons. That would be a really weird conversation. The fact that you obviously had it
one time
is another thing.
Like, that was an emergency.
I need you to grab me some tampons. I'd be like, what?
I'm not saying it was tampons.
That would be embarrassing for me, but it would be like, I'm not.
It was something
I'm
like
not
that.
Able to have this conversation with you, mother.
Luckily, I don't think I truly understood what it was or what it was for, so it wasn't like the biggest deal. I know my mom, when I got back, said, I'm sorry, I know that was embarrassing, and I was like, it was? But I don't. It wasn't, because I didn't exactly know what it was, so I wasn't worried about it. When she said it's embarrassing, the only thing I recall thinking was, oh my God, are you okay? Like, I thought maybe she was, something was wrong with her and she wasn't telling me, but I was too young to even know. So they asked people who work, the cash register at different places, what they're actually judging you for. Like, do you actually judge people based on their purchases? And what are some things that you judge people for? And one of them that was kind of a little too generic, but it was just they say that they do judge people for weird combinations. A lot of people were saying, it's not so much what you buy, it's a combination of things. So I guess if you're buying, a cucumber and condoms and orange juice and whatever, then they go, okay, what's with the combination here? But some of these I had never thought of. This one, because I don't have kids, but Starbucks baristas, at least the ones online here, were saying that they judge people who buy their kids things like chocolate chip Frappuccinos at 8 o'clock in the morning, 7 o'clock in the morning before school, getting them super sweet sugary caffeine.
Yeah.
Which I was allowed to have pop as a kid. As I recall, pretty much as I wanted. Once I got to not 6 or 7 or something, there wasn't a real limit on the pop. I know.
Like today's, I don't really keep pop in the house, but when I have the boys for a long extended period of time, I will buy like a 12-pack of Diet Dr. Pepper.
Right.
No, just so they can have it.
Sugar wasn't the
well,
evil
lied to
villain
us. They
back
told
then.
Us that it wasn't the
right,
villain back then. It
like
was
saturated fat,
right,
which is like the one thing that
eat low fat.
Right.
Don't worry about the sugar. And then they're like, wait,
that's what made us.
You
sick.
Took the fat out, and then you put
trans
carbs in and stuff, and they're like, yeah. And Well, what happened to us? Like, oh, well, you all got very, very sick and died.
Oh, they had all those cookies
damn,
and stuff.
Man.
Remember the low-fat cookies? Yeah. All the sugar and trans fat.
Right.
And it was like, this is healthy, but it turns out
it wasn't.
Yeah. So the coffee in the morning, my mom didn't let me drink coffee as a kid, but I also don't remember really like begging to anything. But I know that it was something that it was for adults. So, but we certainly didn't have Starbucks yet, so we weren't stopping by to get Frappuccinos. Do you buy your kids Frappuccinos at 7 in the morning?
No,
ever?
They don't really like coffee, to be honest with you.
And
but, I mean, I will, you know,
like
I don't
want
to say. Yeah, not in the morning.
Okay.
But maybe like before a baseball game.
They can have an energy
I'll
drink.
Grab a Red Bull and split it with them.
I wasn't allowed to have Jolt Cola, even though...
That's what I think of it as. So right. I'm like, oh, you know, I remember before football games, I'd, you know, grab a Jolt Cola and play it. I don't know. Maybe it's teaching bad lessons. I don't know. But I'm like, yeah, have one of these. Not all of it.
Right. But you can have some of it.
I don't know why. It's just like, I feel like if I give you the whole can of Red Bull, then I'm a bad parent. But if I let you have like three or four sips of it.
Yeah. It's like my mom with the wine coolers. Yeah, you can taste it.
Yeah.
But you can't have the whole thing to yourself.
My kids won't even do it now.
Won't do what?
Like, I would always be like, hey, you know, they'd be like, oh, are you going to get a beer? And I'm like, yeah. And then, you know, I would be like, well, you can have some.
Right.
Try it. And they both tried it a couple times. And now they'll be like, are you going to, like at a baseball game, are you going to, and I'll grab a beer and we'll sit down and they've got Diet Pop or whatever. I'm like, you guys want to try it? And they're like, no.
Yeah.
Because I think once you make it available, like the first time they're like, yeah, I'll try it because no one else can.
Right. That's it.
But now once you make it available and you, as you say, you want to try it, they're like, no. Taste bad.
We got to do something different because the whole it's absolutely forbidden fruit. It's a thing you're not allowed to touch or see or smell. Then what happens as soon as you're old enough to get your hands on some away from your parents, you just start binge drinking. That's my theory, at least. McDonald's cashiers said that they may judge a little bit when someone orders a coffee and then orders 10 or more sugars. Now, I don't order coffee from McDonald's. I don't go to McDonald's for breakfast very often.
Right.
But I assume it's sugar packets, or do they actually put sugar in it for you if you order it? I don't know. I also don't put sugar in my coffee, I guess. So cream, no sugar guy. But they said 10 or more sugars. A person at a movie theater said that they judge people who bring their kids to certain R-rated movies.
Well, I bring my kids to them all. And I know I'm getting judged.
And they said like 7-year-olds at Deadpool and stuff like that.
Yep, I do it. 11-year-old at John Wick.
Nudity.
Yep.
My parents didn't care about violence. It was just nudity. I wasn't allowed to see anything.
I'm that guy. I know.
Did your parents let you see R-rated movies?
Well, you know, I had to go back and look at it because I was like, all right, when did Scarface come out?
Oh, yeah. That's
how old
was
I? And I know that my dad took me to the theater to see it. Now, whether he knew it was going to be Scarface or not, but he knew it was going to be violent, you know? I don't know that he knew exactly how violent, but we watched it together.
Yeah. My dad didn't care, but if there was a nipple, a female nipple, then I was not allowed to see it. And it was like, you know, close your eyes, quick, or he'd try and fast forward or whatever. That was the rule. But
I think you don't even have to do that. I think, you know, I get why your dad did it. I think my parents probably did it too. But if we're watching a movie and there's nudity or whatever, they fast forward it.
Well, and
they don't want to watch it with me.
Right. Of course not.
Or now that they're older, they'll just get up and go, like, hey, anybody want anything from the kitchen? Like, they just know how. It's like, yeah.
I can tell
what it
was going
to be either. I get it.
As soon as they paid for that hotel room, I'd be like, Dad, I'm going to go get something to drink. And I'd go in the kitchen, and then I'd look through the window of the kitchen. I could see him fast forwarding in the other room. Because, I didn't want to watch that with them. A cashier at a pet store, I don't know how I feel about this one. Cashier at a pet store said that they judge people who buy what they call the cheapest and trashiest pet food there is.
Oh, man.
Okay, well, look, why are you selling it then? Because my cats will only eat I cannot get them to eat anything but basically the cheapest and trashiest pet food there is. And they're 20, both of them. So and they live outside. So it's not like they've, you know, I don't think at least been poisoned.
Meow Mix. That's all it eats.
Meow Mix is one of the few things they'll eat. Now they make like a Fancy Feast hard food. They'll eat that. They won't eat anything expensive. So I don't know. And if you work at this pet store and you're judging people so much for this cheap, trashy food, then quit selling it.
Right.
I get it. You don't own it. Fine.
Yeah, well, you're still, you know, compromising your principles by selling it.
I guess so. They said some retailers were talking about, it's not just what you buy, it's the amount of something that you buy. So, like, if someone comes in and buys 15 cases of Red Bull and, you know, they look young. But anytime you see something like that, I just assume, like, if you're at a Costco or Sam's Club or whatever, they're buying stuff. It's like Lazo buying stuff for his kid's baseball team or whatever. If I see Lazo at a Costco alone and he's got 12 cases of Red Bull, I think he's buying it for people, or he's hosting some sort of party or whatever.
Well,
also,
I
if
think
he wants to drink 12 cases of Red Bull,
whatever, he puts them in his garage.
Red Bull.
I don't think too much about it.
I don't think he's going home and slamming them and be like, I'll be back tomorrow. See ya. Thanks, Sam. This is all I can afford today. This is my limit for the day. Okay, now, Lazo, this one's you. These retailers said that they judge people who buy very expensive premium bottled water. They said because it's a waste of money, but because there's also a lot of plastic waste, which I don't know what that has to do with the premium. But, you know, the premium part, I guess, is because it's expensive and they think it's a waste of money.
Yeah.
Number two on the list is lottery tickets, which just doesn't surprise me at all. And I do think about this sometimes because, like, we got those gas cards from work a couple weeks ago.
Oh, yeah.
And they're like, they're good as cash. You can use them for anything. Booze. And I was like, give me lottery tickets. I was like, I don't know how much there is, but give me lottery tickets. Like, okay, what kind of lottery tickets? Like, give me scratchers tickets. So I just said, give me a bunch of scratchers tickets, and that's what they did. And I could tell they know that, first of all, I didn't know how much money was on that card. I wasn't positive. Yeah. I also didn't know at first that I could buy scratchers tickets with the gas card. And as soon as I did, I was like, give them to me. And those people, they've seen me buy plenty of scratchers tickets in there before.
Sure.
I do think that they look at me, but I understand that these retailers are talking about the people who come in and they see them buy a lot of them. They'll sit in the gas station and scratch them off. They buy more. They can tell that they probably don't have money for it, whatever. Okay, fine. But I still, even in my position, I think that they probably like, this guy always buys, because I always buy the expensive one. It tricks me, right? But, you know, the dollar one, forget about it. Even the $5 one. When they came out with the $30 one and the $50 one, I was like, I'm on it immediately. Do you buy scratchers tickets, Lazo?
I don't.
You, I'm surprised.
I'm not against them, I just don't.
Right. It seems like something that you and I would kind of have in common. It's something to do. I don't know. When I get home, I like knowing that it's sitting there. It's that hope, right? There's still hope on the coffee table. I may be watching the same true crime crap I watch every single night, and it's 11 p.m. and I got to work tomorrow, but at least there's some hope sitting there on the table. And the top one was, they said, you know, this is pretty obvious. Parents who buy booze and cigarettes for their kids.
That's ridiculous.
I mean, that's obvious. That's illegal. It's ridiculous and it shouldn't happen. I mean, most places, I think it's illegal. That's another thing, though, Lazo. When we were kids, that was not illegal. The only law, at least where I lived growing up, was the age to buy them. So the only person who could break the law was the person who sold them. You weren't actually breaking the law attempting to buy them. You broke the law if you sold them to someone underage. And parents bought some kids that I went to school with cigarettes. When we were like in sixth grade, seventh grade, I know in junior high, there was a girl in my neighborhood and her mom bought her cigarettes and they drove around and smoked together. I'm guessing that there's probably some sort of law against that you have to be 18 or 21 just to smoke.
Well, I know the other day I took Chacho to CVS with me, and I bought a pack of cigarettes, and he was standing in front of me, and the guy handed us the bags, and then he held the cigarettes and said, I can't give them to him, and handed them to me.
Oh, right. Okay, because that's just it. And if someone would come back and look on the...
Yeah, and then Chacho was like, that seems so stupid. My oldest was like, no. And I loved how my oldest got it, and I was like, what do you mean, no? And he goes, yeah, that guy's working at CVS trying to make ends meet. I just love how he got it.
Yeah.
You know, he's got some guy up his ass about everything, and then he's going to hand Chacho the cigarettes, and even though he hands them straight to you, it's going to be on video somewhere. He's like, and some dick manager is going to come in and fire him. Now he can't pay rent.
Yep.
He's like, no way, I wouldn't do it either. I'm like, there you go.
And
you
that's
got
what
it, man.
They look at the video.
You realize a lot about the world.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
It's all that Red Bull.
Yeah,
exactly. It makes you smart.
It's the Church of Laszlo.